This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thank you very much, and I hope that Herb will join us again, because I guess he's getting some trouble. Yeah, Herb is back. Good. And I see that Asha just joined also. Then welcome, everybody. I wanted to start with first to apologize for last week late information about the canceling of the meeting, but I didn't think that there were much to discuss, and we'll come back on that. First, I want to answer the question of Carlos Vera: is there a Spanish translation in those working groups? As it's not at large meeting, or there is no interpretation in any language, we just run the meeting in English. But feel free, if you have a specific question or help needed, we can manage that either myself or maybe somebody else. But don't. I hope that English will not stop you to intervene and to participate. Thank you. Then it's our 10th meeting, and I suggest that we go to the agenda. First on the agenda is a roll call, discussion of the question, and we will come back on those questions. The preparation of the next work stream to plenary, it's after tomorrow. I would like to review with you the plan of the document and discuss coordination with other drafting team or design team, whatever you want to call them, and the next meeting. First of all, we take the roll call on the Adobe participant. Do we have anyone just on the phone and not on Adobe now to be added to the roll call?
Sebastian, this is Asha. I'm not sure if I'm on Adobe because my screen just went black, but I'm here.
Okay, we see you in Adobe, then it's okay, but thank you for letting us know. I saw that there is, I guess, one apology. I saw that in the website, I think that... Cheryl Langdonor send apologize, and that's where we are. And then once again, sorry for the last week meeting, and let's go to the question we have. Now, first I would like to, there is one new observer at the list of the participants, just to keep a track and to be sure that you see at least once a week the list of the participants and observers. And then this meeting and the next week meeting will be the last ones prior to Hyderabad. I was dreaming to have a more enhanced document this week, but I don't think we will be able, and I will be able to enhance too much the document in the next few days. And we have to see what we can produce prior to Hyderabad, because next week will be the last chance to do anything on the document. It's why I suggest to concentrate on some of the question. And the number you see refer to the part of the document where it was taken from. Then when you have a question 3, it's paragraph 3. It's about the relationship between AT-RT2 and our work. And there are A, B, C, D subpart, and the question 1 I left out for the moment in A, and it's why we are starting with this number two. As I didn't have any inputs, since we are talking about that, I wanted to take some time about the role of the ICANN Ombuds Office regarding ICANN employees. There is two questions about public policy and about the ICANN anonymous hotline user and other whistleblowers. And one of the reasons I think it's also important to have this discussion again now, it's with a blog published by the CEO and president of ICANN about new role. He will hire someone for and connected to the legal team. And I guess we exchange some mails in this discussion list, and there were some answers from Herb about that because he got the opportunity to discuss this issue with the CEO itself. And maybe can I ask either I would say Asha for because they are from the board and she maybe have some inputs for us on the, what was discussed, and from her because he discussed directly the issue with the CEO. And I see that Asha raised her hand, and please Asha, take the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. So, on this point about the hiring of a complaints officer to be in to be reporting into this ICANN legal team, we have discussed this briefly with Yoran, our CEO, and I also note that Herb has had some dialogue with further dialogue with Yoran on this topic. The idea is really to have somebody, as Herb has pointed out, the idea is for somebody for the Ombudsman Office to have a point of contact within staff to help with follow-up issues. However, I understand your concern, and I have asked Yoran to see whether he can provide even more clarity. I'm not sure how much clarity can be provided at this stage when the person hasn't been hired yet, and I think they're still working out the details. But there's, I have asked to see whether we can get more details on how the Ombudsman Office will interact with the complaints officer specifically, and you know, what is the time frame for hiring this position, this person, and so forth. So as I get more details, or as Herb gets more details, I think we will be sharing them with you.
Hello, Sebastian. It's Herb.
Thank you, Asha. Herb, can you? Yeah, great. Please go ahead, Herb.
Yes, thank you. I'm the technicians have taken over my computer as we speak, trying to figure out why my connectivity is so poor. So I'm sitting here and watching them play with my screen as we move forward. Yes, I spoke with Yoram twice about the development of this initiative with the within the ICANN organization. I believe it's going to be quite an efficient partnership. One of his main concerns was that any complaints regarding the performance of staff internal to ICANN or the organization were not being properly documented and properly transparently being communicated back out to the community. So I think that was one of the major factors, is that he wants to hold his staff accountable for their performance, for their interactions with the community, and so on. So there is definitely an overlap with the role of the ombudsman. But it is not something that is going to, I believe, negatively affect either role. I see it, and I hope it develops into much more of a partnership, similar to the relationships I have with, for instance, contractual compliance, where I get complaints that come in this case regarding staff as opposed to regarding an issue with the registrar or registry, and where it I consider it not something that I could either efficiently address as an ombudsman due to my independent and arm's-length role with the organization, but more of an issue that involves performance or performance management or something along that line, or even something that could potentially be involved as far as discipline or behavioral issues. So I'm hoping it will develop into a really functional partnership where we can work together, him or her as my internal point of reference for staff, and conversely, when issues come across the ombudsman's desk regarding staff, that we'll be able to work, closely together to resolve them. So, I didn't get a proper description of the functions of this complaints officer, but I think it's not going to be something that's going to, make the office of the ombudsman more or less functional.
Sebastian, could I have a follow-up on that, please?
Thank you, Herb. Yes, and then close, you will be able to take the floor. Okay, Asha.
Okay, merci, Sebastian. So, thanks for that, Herb. I think I would agree with you definitely in that I view this as a positive development, and I think the logic behind setting up this function is very reasonable and very sound. However, I think, as you mentioned, there could be some overlap with the function of the Ombudsman's Office. So I think since we, the subgroup, are tasked to refine or to improve or to see how the function of the Ombudsman Office should evolve going forward, it would be helpful to get more information about how these two positions are meant to interface formally, and it would help this group, I think, to get more input. So while I welcome this, I think it would behoove us to get more information, and it would help. Thanks.
Thank you, Asha. Klaus, please go ahead.
Hello, thank you. Greetings to all. First of all, thank you, Asha and Herb, for making these comments, and especially Herb for quickly clarifying my question. I still want to come back to and go a little bit further what Asha just said. I think it is well-intentioned, but unfortunate that the announcement came at a time, A, where the Ombudsman group is actually working on these topics, B, that nobody basically had a dialogue with the community on that new function. And I think there are, for me now, real questions still open. So, for example, with regard to the staff whistleblowing policy and a lot of other things. So wouldn't it be better to wait up to or to at least indicate to Garen that it would be a good idea to first discuss it with the community, especially with this working group, and ideal situation would be to wait up what our recommendations are and then go forward with that position. And I also mark that from a lot of comments I received is that people are really really worried that this position will strengthen the ICANN legal team again, and that this is seen as something which is not very desirable. So these are just my comments. I just find it unfortunately how the whole issue is handled. Also, the idea itself is sound, but how it's, as I said, is handled, I think, is unfortunate.
Thank you very much, Klaus. And if I may, I like your comments. I would like us to go a little bit deeper. We know that now there will be this new function about the complaints officer within the legal team within ICANN, who will be used for staff purposes mainly. But still the question from my point of view remains, is the ombudsman any roles because of its independency regarding staff and leader of the staff, regarding any misbehavior concerning public policy and the question of anonymous hotline users and other whistleblowers. I think it's important to be clear of what we can do. The other point is that I think this question about the complaints officer could have been discussed with our group, but also with the staff group, with because I think it's one place where this could have been useful to discuss also prior to any announcement. But now it's done. Let's see what is if it changed something for our wish for the future ICANN Ombuds Office. And specifically now regarding the role regarding the employees, do we think that it will be handled by the new complaints officer, or it still need to be discussed and maybe handled by the ombuds? Yes, the chat is working very well. You can use it. We will be happy to have any conversation, or either by mail, or even if he wants to be he can be available and wants to talk with us and maybe with other subgroup of the workstream too. It will be great. Any comments specifically on this question of whistleblowers? If not, I will just give you my own and personal point of view. I think that this type of possibility for staff must be in direction of somebody completely independent from the staff, from both human resources and legal within the organization, then I really think that it will be useful to have that handled by the ICANN Ombuds Office. Maybe we need to have a discussion on that with the other group on staff accountability. Okay, if there is no other comments on this question, I suggest that we go to the next question. Okay, Klaus, sorry. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I'm so strong on that point, but I find it extremely important. You just expressed, this is one of the key points, and if this is now going into a position of the complainant, and therefore with the legal team, basically the whole ball game changes. And I appreciate that what Asha says, there will be further clarifications, but I fear clarification doesn't help us in the situation we are here at the moment. But instead of just receiving clarification, we should open a dialogue or at least send a message to Garen and saying, look, we are a little bit concerned about this and that. How about before you move forward, let's talk about it. And I think that would be a very important role of this group to go further, because otherwise I feel a little bit, to be absolutely honest, and I know I'm going too far steamrolled. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Klaus. What I suggest specifically on this is that issue, as we have a plenary session of the workstream 2, it's to bring that to the attention of the full group and to see how we can, either within our group, maybe with a full workstream 2, to have an exchange with Goran on that specific issue prior or during Hyderabad. I would have preferred to have this prior, but if it's not possible. And maybe the other things I can do is to ask staff to provide an invitation to Goran for next week meeting, our next week meeting, and see if he's able to participate and willing to exchange with us at that time. I see that Herb and Asha raise their hand, and go ahead, Herb, and then Asha, and I would like to suggest that we close at the latest in 6 minutes this discussion, because I would like us to go to the other. We will have less time, but it will be hopefully okay. Herb, please go ahead. We can't hear you for the moment, Herb.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now it's okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. My Adobe connection is very, very slow. There is, as I am looking at the role of the complaints officer, I think very likely the as it develops and the person is hired and it moves forward, I probably see it developing into something along the lines of the ombudsman would deal with complaints regarding, for instance, contractual compliance or the new GTLD program in a systemic manner. And when there is a specific complaint about a specific individual, then the complainant would have the option of either coming to me or going to the complaints officer. So if it was an issue that, for instance, involving an expense claim or inappropriate behavior or something along that line that requires attention from the HR side of the shop or from a disciplinary or performance manner, then the complaints officer would be much more appropriate person to deal with that. Whereas if it was an issue, for instance, in a policy application from one of the departments, it would be much more appropriate to go to the ombudsman than go to a complaints officer for staff. So I just wanted to add that briefly before concluding. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Asha, please.
Thank you, Sebastian, and thanks, Herb, for that, for the clarification. I think, though, your explanation earlier is case in point in that we do need further examples of how these two roles will differ and where they overlap, where they will be very different. So I hear what Klaus is saying, and I understand you also, Sebastian, support that view, and I think it would be totally possible for myself, at least. And I think Herb, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we can definitely bring these concerns back to staff and the board. And like as I mentioned in the chat to Klaus, I think the first step is to get clarification and get a better understanding as to the logic behind and what is the thinking behind the creation of this new role and what is the vision for under which circumstances people would go to ombudsman versus the complaints officer. Herb just mentioned one example before my intervention. So let me see what I can find out, and if not, the other option is, as you mentioned, to have Joran come to join the call. But I think let me have a first stab at it to see what we can find out.
Okay, thank you very much, Asha. Okay, thank you. Any last comments on this issue? Just to wrap up, we have we would like, as a group, to have exchange, preferably directly with Joran, but if not indirectly, we would like to have. I will add one. We have three parts here. We would like staff to get that back to Joran. There is the ombudsman with independent from staff who can also get back to him, and Asha as board member who can get back to him through whatever channel you want, both you three, but I would like to have these three channel pursue to see if he can join us, for example, during our call next week, or if we can have a specific way to have exchange with him, and that will be great. If not, at the latest during Hyderabad, will be also interesting and useful. Thank you all for your intervention. Let's go to the next item. There is, in fact, we also cover the following question: what is the role of the ICANN Ombuds Office regarding the ICANN Complaints Officer? I guess those two questions are now addressed, and there are two points. What is the role regarding the ICANN Ombuds Office regarding the board, and specifically the board governance committee, or eventually other board committees, and what is the role regarding the employer community specifically? If I am not mistaken, the board governance committee is the committee of the board who have exchange periodically with the ombuds, and is it something we need to still go on? Do, as an employer community, need to have some specific exchange with the ombuds also? The employer community, to try to answer her question, it's that what was set up to represent the community. It's the five AC and ASO who are joined to take some decision, like disagree with the budget, be part of the decision about new bylaws, and change board members, and so on and so forth. That's the employer community, in fact, is the common voice of the five AC and ASO who joined together. There are two ACs who have decided not to join, the SSAC and the RSAC, SSAC and the RSAC. It's why I would like to have this discussion with you. What is the role of the board? What is the role of the community in that discussion? Asha, please go ahead. And thank you for jumping on that discussion.
Thank you, Seb. I wanted to say, because I can't see the notes on what you had, what your comments were, and I missed the first part of what you said, so can you summarize what you said about the Board Governance Committee, because the notes were not typed, and
I guess from my understanding, the Board Governance Committee is the committee of the board who is in a discussion periodically each, I don't know, 6 months or years, Herb may know better than me, in discussion with the Ombudsman. Is the interface to decide, to discuss the work done by the Ombudsman. And the other board, I think, at least it was the case when the previous Ombudsman was hired, discussion went on the BDC Board Governance Committee about who will be hired as the new Ombudsman. Herb, if I am saying wrong things, please correct me, but go ahead, Asha, please.
Yes. So what is your question in terms of the BGC, the Board Governance Committee?
My question is, what will be the role in the future? Do we want still the Board Governance Committee be involved like that?
Okay.
It could be only a decision of the board, but it could be also what we would like. And I would like to link this question about the how we enhance the independence of the Ombuds office. Well, it's maybe that we want something different. It's why the question of the relationship with the board is one of the questions, but the other it's the relationship with the employer community, because at least somebody there need to have some discussion as groups in both cases, I think, but it's better to clarify. Klaus, you raise your hand. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, let me try to answer your question. I'm going in too much philosophical terms. At the end, just stop me and cut me off. I think the point is we have to go from the new situation with the empowered community. I think this indicates two things, that the stakeholders and the players which are now on the table basically have a slightly different relationship, and they need to be really to have a very clear attitude towards each other, and the roles to each other need to be very clear, and that reflects the role of the ombudsman. The ombudsman needs to be in a position to be completely aware of the roles and the powers of each of the players, and be independent enough really to exercise this, the ombuds role within this. So that's what I meant at the beginning, what I meant too philosophical. There needs to be on the one side a very clear legal definition or legal way how one relates to the other. On the other hand, it needs to be something like attitude, respect, and things like that needs to be implemented now and right from the start. And the same with the Boards Committee and with the BGC. They all still have their roles, but they need to be much more clarified and defined, especially their powers, and the independence of the powers of the Ombudsman also with that regard needs to be much, much clearer. Need to be absolutely clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. Please, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. As far as the relationship with the board or any of the subcommittees of the board, BCG, compensation, whoever, independence has never been an issue. So there has never been any type of interference, in my experience in the past 10 years, of independence being an issue. It's a philosophical relationship more than an actual rules and regulations type of relationships. So we can clearly make it, you know, write it down maybe a little bit better than it's written down now. But that won't change the actual relationship. The relationship has been and probably will remain very, very functional and very, very respectful of the office. So I don't see this as being a huge issue. There are areas of concern, such as the term of office, the compensation committee having a bit of input on performance and so on, that I think need to be addressed. But as far as an independence, it can be discussed, but I wouldn't put too much focus on it because it's something that's very efficient and functional as it is now. So it's not a concern for me at the present time.
Thank you, Herb. Klaus, please, go ahead.
I just have a very quick reply. I completely agree with you. I just find it useful if we really make sure that it's staying this way, especially in view to the new palace. I really would prefer, even if it doesn't sound very urgent or it's not absolutely needed now, I think the clearer it is and better it's written down, the more it will serve us in the future. Who knows what's coming in the future? But otherwise, I completely agree.
Thank you, Herb. Thank you, Klaus, sorry. Please, Asha, go ahead.
So I wanted to just agree with what Klaus just said in reference to what Herb had described. This is all a matter of documentation, that if we can document and write down this is how we wish to retain, then that is really part of our role as a working group, as a subgroup on looking at how we want the role of the ombudsman to pan out or to evolve. Thanks. I'll end here. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Asha. I understand. It's Sébastien Bachelet speaking. I will, if you allow me, take off my hat of the chair of this meeting, just give you my point of view. It's really sometimes when the one who hire have some power, even if it's to hire somebody who will be independent. The choice of the person, the choice of the office is part, and I think we need at least to be clear of what it's done, why it's done like that, and if we can't enhance this independence. I don't know how it was now or how it was when Herb took up the role, but I know how it was done when the previous ombuds were hired. And the second is the role of the compensation committee, because if it's to discuss I don't know exactly what they are discussing. I never went to the compensation committee. But if it's just to be sure what it's done, how it's done, it's also in one way to look at the may have some influence on the independence of the ombudsman. It's great that the current ombudsman don't consider to have any trouble with the independence. That's great. But as Klaus said, I would like to be sure that it will be keep. And it's why we have this this discussion. And it's important to hear, I will say, both sides, that what is the current situation, great, and what are the potential risk. It's why the title was a role. and we can add the relationship, but that's two different aspects of the question of what it's done by BGC, for example, and their power community regarding the ICANN Ombuds Office in the future. The compensation committee, when they look to the what it's done by the office, I don't know if they are taking. Normally, the ombuds have his own budget, and they don't have any discussion of the level of the compensation. But I am not sure about that. But if it's not, there is no money involved in that discussion. But at least. What is the efficiency of the Ombuds Office, if it's that it's done by the Compensation Committee, maybe that's something we need to discuss to be done outside of the board by another committee from the community. It's those points I would like to have be discussed, not to say that I want it to go in this direction or this direction, but to be sure we handle all the issue. Thank you. Now I take back my hat as the chair of this the chair of this meeting, and thank you. Asha, is a new end or it's and if it's a new end, go ahead, please.
Sorry, it's an old hand.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then I think we can stop here this discussion. Thank you for your inputs. I don't think we can close any discussion any discussion on that issue yet, but it's a good improvement, I think, and thank you for your inputs, both on the chat and in speaking. If you agree, we will go to the next. We have 15 minutes left. I would like to go to the next slide. And I would like to inform you, I guess you have read the mail and you know, but I want to be sure that we know where we are regarding the reviews. I sent to the co-chair and then to the full CCWG on accountability workstream 2 the question about how we will handle the review and where the budget will be coming from. I don't know. I didn't have any feedback. Maybe we will get them in 2 days. I don't know if somebody contacted the chief financial officer. I didn't contact him. But it's where we are on that issue. And once again, I didn't have any feedback since, I guess, maybe 2 weeks or a little bit less, maybe 12 days I sent this. And the second, well, first I will read what Bernie just wrote in the chat. Karen is working on this. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for the feedback. It's very useful. And then the second point, it's that the co-chair asked us if we need some help from staff. And we need to have help. It's not linked with the review, and sorry if it's misleading you. It's my request was to ask for the current report I am supposed to deliver as reporter. I would like to have staff help as soon as possible to review the document currently under discussion, to add points to help me written it quicker and better, this report. And that's two different points. Of course, if a review is done by an expert, he will write a report, and nobody will need to rewrite it, hopefully. But it was two different two different points. Yes, Bernie asked me if we can chat on that issue offline. Yes, of course, with pleasure, we will do it. But I wanted to give you where we are and where I am on that issue. If no other comments, I would like to go to the just to remind you where we are with the document. I didn't change both the titles. I just add executive summary at the beginning. The request from the CCWG is to write a report with executive summary, description of the issue, and recommendations. That means that maybe some of this part, for example, the chapter 9 or the conclusion, maybe go to the recommendation. And it's something I... we need to work on. That's the current version of the document titles, and I will try to work on an enhanced document to send you hopefully prior to tomorrow evening for my time, and to allow you to get some inputs before next week. Okay. If you have any question or if not, let's go to the next. I came back to this slide about the different drafting team. And one of my questions to you is that we have had some exchange with Michael, Cara, Nicola about the transparency. Do you want to, that we try to have a meeting with both groups? Another point is about diversity. Do we want to have a common session with, the other subgroup? And, I don't see really for the moment with the others, but, if it's happened to be, maybe staff accountability, sorry, maybe a good candidate. Then my question now it's to you, it's to for you to think about, because we don't need to answer this straight on. Do you want us to try to organize a meeting with two of the subgroups on specific topics? And I will... If staff can send a mail to the group asking this specific question in the next few days to allow this discussion to go on with more inputs and preparation during our next call, I would appreciate this help. Thank you. Any comments, question? If not, okay. Let's go to the, I guess we have our next meeting in 1 week, and it will be the last prior to Hyderabad. And I will try before this next meeting to have a schedule or an enhanced agenda. If it's okay, I would like to ask you for any other business, please. Bernie, please go ahead. Sorry, I didn't see you. You are on the top of my screen, and I didn't look at that. Please go ahead.
Apologies. Thank you, Sebastian. Just a reminder from the last plenary, if any of the subgroups have significant issues that they want discussed by the plenary at the face-to-face meeting in Hyderabad, there is a deadline of October 21st to submit if you want those considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. I have thought that I already sent this to the co-chair, but I will take it again. And if you have any input, please send me a note either on the list or directly to me, and I will answer prior to the 21st of October. Thank you. Please, Herb, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Sebastian. Just referring to your previous topic about having joined sessions between various subgroups, is this something that you could potentially bring up at the next general call? And when you have all of the subgroup heads in the room at the same time, or possibly, I don't know if you have a mailing list that includes all of the subgroup heads to see whether there is a shared vision for this. I've sat in on most of those groups, and I know that this is a very unique and at times confusing process, and I would want to make sure that a meeting with one of the other groups, such as diversity or whatever, would be productive and not just another opportunity to add a little bit more confusion as we finally get things straightened out. I would want to make sure that that meeting would be productive.
Sebastian Bachel speaking. I totally agree with you, Herb. It's not to do something to just to confuse a little bit more. But I think the discussion we had about transparency, I guess, and the discussion we had with staff accountability could be, now that we have discussed this, hopefully they will discuss that in this other group, and we can try to see if we can finalize a common proposal or not, and just to be sure that we are clear on what is under discussion. But yes, I will bring that up during our, we have a prep call tomorrow at the same time that meeting today, prior to the general assembly of the full group meeting on Workstream 2, and I will bring that up tomorrow specifically on that issue and the other things we have discussed. And it will be a good opportunity to have this discussion with the other leaders. It's why we have this call tomorrow prior to the meeting of the full group. Okay. Thank you very much. Any last comments, questions, ideas? We are in any other business here. If not, I would like to thank you very much for your participation. I am a little bit disappointed that we didn't get more participation to people. Hopefully, we will have some good production anyhow. And for the one, let's talk next week, and I will report on the plenary who will happen in after tomorrow. Thank you very much, and thank you, staff, for your support and your help. Very appreciated, and take care and talk to you soon. Thank you.